Sheboygan's Country, B93. On Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way. Caitlin is back.
I'm back.
Welcome.
My new last name is Piper.
Okay. I'll forget about that. I think give me a year and I'll remember that. Not that we ever say your last name anyway.
Exactly. First name.
So how did it go? I saw some pictures on Facebook. It looked beautiful. And the whole thing went well, it looked like.
We were kind of worried about the weather.
Was it two weeks ago?
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
And the reason why we wanted it outside is because we wanted our dog to be the flower pup.
Oh, wow.
So we were really excited that she got to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And then we quickly went inside before it downpoured.
So you just missed it.
It was perfect timing.
Okay, well, that worked out really well.
Yes.
So you guys get out of town then for a while?
No, we just stayed in Door County. We had a lot of family from out of state.
Yeah.
So it was nice to show them Wisconsin and just hang out. It was really great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So who do we have here this morning?
We have Kelly Hine. She's the CEO for Meals on Wheels. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and
actually,
she's got a new last name,
I have a new last name, too.
Oh,
I beat her by a few weeks. My new last name is Anderson.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
I still have the same last name. I feel like I don't belong in this interview anymore.
Sunny weather.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Very cool. Thank you.
So you said off the air, we were just talking a little bit about Meals and Wheels, and you guys have a big event, your biggest event coming up shortly here.
Our huge event is coming up. Junapalooza will be June 29th at Christopher Farm and Gardens, just north of Sheboygan. It's a gorgeous event. This year, the theme is the greatest show on turf.
Okay, I like it.
It is outstanding. Mr. Christopher has collected, he has gathered the collection from the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, Greatest Show on Earth, and has that huge collection at his farm. And
he'll
be presenting, people will have the opportunity to see that incredible collection, which is spectacular.
Oh, man.
And because it is so cool, we decided the greatest show on turf was the absolute best theme for this year's event. So this event, just as a reminder, unlike our Love Bowls event, which is very family-friendly and lots of soup, this one is not family-friendly. This one is friendly to your family, but don't bring the kids.
I'm in.
Leave the kids
I'm in.
Home.
I love if you bill it like that, I am there.
This is an adults-only event. It's very, very special, very gourmet, very elegant, very casual at the same time. So you have the opportunity to walk the beautiful Christopher Farm and Gardens, which is one of the signature botanical gardens in the United States. It's a private property. You cannot get there otherwise.
Has that been your venue every year for this?
Yes, it has been, and we've been really, really blessed. The farm is spectacular. So people will have the opportunity to show up and wander. There are almost 5 miles of walking paths
if you want
to do that, or you can just crash at whichever venue you like, and each one is spectacular. There is gourmet wine and beer pairings with different sorts of foods throughout the property, and the foods that we're offering are spectacular. As the day progresses, we'll finally have dinner in the big top in the natural amphitheater, because naturally, Christopher Farm and Gardens does have a beautiful amphitheater.
Right.
Great entertainment, very circus-themed. There'll be aerial ballet, all kinds of cool things. There'll be ride on animals, all sorts of interesting things, jugglers, stilt walkers, henna tattoos, magic. But I think the thing that people always harken back to when they talk about Junapalooza is the property. It's just incredible. When we first designed this event, we wanted it to feel like going to Epcot, but for grown-ups and with no lines.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what it is. You just walk around. People walk around with grins on their face all day long. And in past, the event has been from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. And when our first year, people said, well, why would you do something that long? After the first event, they said, it's not long enough. It's not long enough. It's so beautiful.
That is a good sign,
It's so beautiful. So this year, for those folks, we're starting at 2:30. So from 2:30 to 10, you can wander this spectacular garden. I promise you, you will have the best foods, the best beverages, and you'll see the most beautiful things. But at the same time, you'll be supporting the work of Meals on Wheels in Sheboygan County. And just as a reminder, we are one of the only programs, we're the first one in the North America, actually, to go fresh. So unlike other meal programs, we're not freezer to table. We are fresh. We prepare our food from scratch. We bake and cook from scratch. We use locally sourced foods. We're not gourmet. We are recognizable food. All sorts of special diets, very complex therapeutic diets to the most simple diet. And all of that stuff gets done and served throughout this county. Doesn't matter which rural corner of the county you are in, we will get meals to you. We will find you.
And there are a lot of pockets in this county.
There certainly are. There certainly are, and it's kind of fun to deliver to some of the, the pockets. And I live in one of the pockets, so I understand. I'm grateful that people will come to rural areas when necessary. And actually, I was a recipient of Meals on Wheels last summer. I had been dealing with cancer, and Meals on Wheels was delivered to me. I'm cancer-free now, but it was really a learning experience.
I was going to say, for you, that must have been interesting to be on the other side.
It was interesting. And the amount of, the peace of mind it offered my family was significant. They knew somebody was checking on Mom, and all was well. What a big
And it's a great meal, like you said. It's a great meal, too, and not just some, that you throw on the table.
The program is necessary, and it is... it's done really well. Our volunteers are wonderful. Again, as a former recipient, I can tell you it works really well. I'm one of the happy stories of Meals on Wheels, and we have so many of them, but we've recently had a spate of issues where we found volunteers have run into clients who haven't been doing well. Recently, the press reported on one of our staffers finding somebody who wasn't well and saving a life. That sort of thing has been happening more and more, and that will ramp up throughout the summer.
Sure.
In our community in Wisconsin, actually, more people will be hospitalized for heat-related disorders as opposed to cold-related things.
So I believe
really
it.
We're really watching carefully, and we're starting to have those things already. You're thinking it's still kind of wintry, but still, those things are going on. So that daily contact is so incredibly important. So please consider supporting Meals on Wheels efforts in Sheboygan County and joining us at Junapalooza. This is not the same as other events. This one, the tickets are $150 now, or $190 at the door.
Okay.
This is a really, really special day. We also have special table seating as well, if you're interested in that. And please contact us if you are.
More details, website, Facebook, what's the easiest way?
Junapalooza.com.
Okay, easy enough. Well, congratulations to everybody here.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure it's going to be a very fun event. And again, like you said, more details, junapalooza.com. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, John.